IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with China. Did you know that traditional Chinese medicine might have its roots in Ayurveda? Traditional medicine is also known as TCM. And it's over 3,000 years old. However, the earliest record of a cure was in the Yellow Emperor's Inner Canon, around 150 BC. Before that, there are many mentions of illnesses, but not of cures. TCM uses many different techniques to diagnose and solve health-related issues. The idea is to live in harmony with nature. Practices like Qigong and Tai Chi talk about connecting with energy and nature. Spending time in nature and in the sun are actually seen as cures. One of the keys in TCM is that the body is a healing machine and we have to help it heal constantly. We need to make that process easy for the body to do. And this is where acupuncture and cupping come into the picture. They help the body remove the blocks so it can heal. When we think of TCM, most of us imagine needles embedded into the body. And this is exactly what I was doing last week. I was at a TCM doctor's clinic in Hong Kong, and needles were sticking out of my hands and legs. So while I was laying down, trying not to move, I decided to interview the doctor. And I asked her, what according to TCM is the secret to health? I was expecting her to give me one habit that we can all do daily. But her reply was more profound. She said in her broken English, "That is a very interesting question." And then 20 seconds of silence later, she replied, "The key to good health is to accept the health you have." I loved that answer. She went on to explain that most of the people who come to her are fighting and struggling with the health they have, either an illness, a disease, or a pain, or some discomfort in their body. They wish it was not there. They are cursing at it, complaining about it, and even worse, treating their body as the enemy. If they are in such a state of mind, healing cannot take place, as we are adding the stress to our system. Our body does not heal in a state of stress. It heals in a state of rest. She went on to give me an example in her life. She was born very late to her mother, and as a result, she was a weak child, always falling sick. And she said that her health was 70%, while other people around her were at 100%. However, because she accepted that 70%, she is far better in shape now than those 100 people were. It's all in the mind. Just like the TCM doctor said, are you accepting your current health situation? That knee pain that you have, that back pain, your PCOS, your diabetes? Accept it and then heal it. Don't fight it. Even when it comes to things like cancer, most doctors that I speak to tell me that the most important thing for a patient is their mindset. It determines if they will regain their health or not. Unfortunately, so many people prefer to play that victim card. They say, poor me, looking for sympathy. They complain to whoever will listen to them. They say, my cancer, my tumor, my diabetes, as if it is something very precious to them. If it is so precious, how will they ever get rid of it? Accept that health and then heal. So your super simple habit starts by accepting the health that you have currently. If it is a broken bone or an injury, if it is a chronic illness, if it is a genetic condition, never catch yourself complaining about it. Never curse it or say bad things about it. Instead, learn to calm your nervous system down. When the stress goes away, hopefully so will the issue. Get into the habit of accepting and then changing instead of struggling and forcing things to change in your life. Accept and heal. If you enjoyed this episode, I want you to do two things. Share it with three people. One, and make sure that you're subscribed. We also have a YouTube channel called The Habit Coach Awesome 180. You can check out snippets there. You can also follow IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And if you want to follow me, I am at Ashton Doc on Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else. You can also explore my books, One Habit a Day, The Book of Good Habits for Kids, and Change Your Habits, Change Your Life. Or if you prefer online courses, they're all available on my website. I am Ashton Doctor, your habit coach.